Let's pray together. Father, thank you for this time together. We thank you for just the words to the songs that we've sang that honor you and that instruct us in our lives how to live. We pray this is a time we'll also hear from your word and realize what you have planned for us and how joyous we should be. Just the fact that we're able to meet here together and that you're with us in your presence. So we give you thanks and ask you to give us ears to hear and hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. My youngest son, Chris, who at the time was 4 years old, I found him in the bathroom on a stool in front of the sink with blood dripping down under his nose.
我最小的儿子 Chris, 他在四岁的时候在浴室里面的我就找到了他然后他站在那个水槽的那个凳子上然后他的嘴唇呢就上面的嘴唇流着血。
I said to him, you got a hold of my razor? And he said, no, of course. But the razor was close by and it had blood on it also.
我就问他呀，那你是不是用了我的那个剃须刀？他当然说没有，但是那个剃须刀就在附近，然后上面还沾满着血。
Now once I saw that he wasn't cut too badly, I wasn't very upset because I realized he was just trying to imitate his dad.
那当我看到这一切，然后他伤势不是很严重的时候呢，我没有那么沮丧，因为我也意识到他只是想模仿他的父亲。
So many times children imitate their parents. Sometimes that's good and sometimes that's not so good.
那大多数情况下呢，孩子们倾向模仿他们的父母，有时候是很好的，有时候也并不是那么的好。
But if I'm setting a good example, I may even be pleased that my child wants to imitate me.
那如果我给他们树立了一个很好的榜样的话，我甚至会为我的孩子感到高兴，因为他想模仿我。
So my question for you today is, who would you most want to be like?
那今天的我的问题就是你最想成为什么样的人呢？
Some say I want to be like Mike. Of course, they're talking about Michael Jordan, the basketball player.
有的人就说我想成为 Mike, 那当然就是那个篮球运动员那个Michael Jordan。
Now, much of the world would even stop there and say, oh, I don't want to be like anyone else.
那其实现在的世上有很多人都就停在那里，他们就说我们不想成为任何其他人一样。
I'm perfectly content to just be myself, and I don't need to change anything.
那我很满足就是做我的自己，我不想改变任何事情。
So today I want to talk to you a little more about that type of thinking.
那今天呢，我想跟大家一起分享一下，就是这样的一种这样的一种思维。
Now, I've previously been in Ephesians, and we've covered chapters 1-4.
以前呢，我跟大家已经分享过了，就是以弗所书的第一章到第四章。
Chapter 5 of Ephesians really fits well with what Pastor Gary has been preaching about recently, the second coming.
以弗所书的第五章呢，与赵牧师以前讲到的关于耶稣第二次降临的这个信息非常的吻合。
I've really been benefiting from those messages.
我从这些信息中呢受益匪浅。
Last week, a point well taken was how we face the battles today by looking ahead to the future.
那上一章讲的主要的要点就是我们如何通过展望未来。来面对我们今天的挑战。
How do we live a life of love and compassion for others around us?
我们如何为周遭的人呢，活出充满爱或者是充满同情的一种生活？
And who are we going to look to for that answer? Who other than Jesus?
那我们要向谁来寻求这个答案？如果不是耶稣的话，我们可以信任谁呢？
Now, Ephesians has been called Paul's greatest letter on how to live in Christ in a positive way.
以弗所书中，以弗所书，这一章中，这将如何在基督里生活，称之为这个保罗啊最伟大的书信，这个称法其实是非常积极的。
It's actually mostly about how we should live, and not so much about what we should not do.
这一节圣经中讲到，就是主要教我们应该做什么，而不是我们不应该做什么。
Paul does include some specifics about things we should not be doing.
但保罗也教了我们一些就是不应该做的事情。
But if we're living according to the Bible, there wouldn't be much need for those things not to do.
那在大多数情况下，如果我们按照圣经里那个神教给我们的话去做的话，那就没有什么不可以做的，应该。
Now, just those few verses that I've chosen in chapter 5 are more about focusing on what to do as we look to the future when the church will one day be presented as the bride of Christ.
我在第五章中选择的这些经文呢，更多的就是注重于就是当我们在展望教会啊，有一点被奉为这个基督里的新娘的时候啊，我们应该怎样做？
I'm not going to get into that, because Pastor Gary is going to take you and lead you through Revelation.
今天呢，我不会跟你们大家探讨，就是在启示录中所预言的婚礼。但是呢，赵牧师他会在今后会给我们分享。
So right now it's just about.How a new creature in Christ should walk.
那今天呢，我想给大家探讨一下，就是在基督里面的基督里的这个新生命呢，应该这样怎样的活。
As Christians, we know we have a new life, but we need reminders about how to live that new life.
那作为基督徒的话，就是我们知道我们已经被赋予了新的生命，但是我们需要时刻提醒的就是如何去度过我们现在已经应有的这种新的生命的生活。
I know you just read those verses, but let me read them to you again. Chapter 5 of Ephesians, verse 1 and 2, and then 8 through 10.
那刚才我们已经读了这个启恩经的经文就是现在我们还继续的读一遍，然后问一些问题。
Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His.Dear children, live the life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物，献与神。从前你们是暗慕的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就像光明的子女，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主喜所喜悦的事。
8 through 10 for once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light, for the light within youproduces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. So for some questions, I'd like to go through the text. And the first one is, what to do, how, and why?
那今天我想问的第一个问题就是我们该怎么做该做什么，怎么做，为什么要这么做？
Well, it says, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children.
第一件事就是你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
I think I've mentioned before why I like the New Living Translation. Its wording seems clearer to me.
那我好像以前也讲过，就是这就是就是在 啊，为什么有一些就是我喜欢那个就是他嗯 Pastor Mark 喜欢一种新的翻译版本，里面翻译的那些词更加清楚。
I could just say 27. Yeah.
Okay.
In 5:1, several other translations are worded as being followers of God.
嗯，在第五章的第一节，像其他的译本里面是将这一句翻译成就是成为那个上帝的跟随者。
The NIV is a little closer, as it says, follow God's example, but the NLT is even better to me, imitators of God.
那这个New International Version, 新国际版圣经中就是翻译成为就是跟随上帝。然后呢就是他所得出说的那种圣经新普及译本呢里面就是用了一句更好的一个词就是效法神。
So that indicates, as far as I can see, as much as you can, be just like someone.
这就表示就是要尽可能的就是像某一个人。
Now it seems the term following is used today as in the social media, as in Facebook and Instagram. Who are you following? So who are you observing from a distance?
那这就是跟我们现在是常常使用的一个就是关注一词一样，你在那个社交媒体比如 Facebook 然后Instagram 上面经常会看到你所关注的是谁你然后从就是很远的地方去来观察这个人。
Like, who are you watching, what they're doing, and who do you want to know more about?
你在看他们在做什么你想也进一步了解他们做什么。
But here,Keep in mind, Paul is saying imitator of God. He's really saying imitator of Christ.
那这里要记住，大家记住的就是，当保罗说效法神的时候呢，他实际上说的是就是效法基督。
Because Jesus was God in the flesh, he put a face on what it means to be like God the Father.
那耶稣在这里是一个有血有肉的神他把其实就是把父神的这个形象更具体化了。
Now, understand how we may say, I'm nothing like Christ, but the question is, do you want to be?
我们知道我们有时候看到自己就说我们一点也不像基督但问题是你愿意成为他那样的人吗?
That's why I posed that question in the beginning. Who do you most want to be like?
这就是为什么我今天一开始就提出这样的一个问题你最想成为谁呢?
Now remember Philippians 1:6 says Jesus will not fail to finish what he started in your life.
记得在腓立比书第一章第六节是耶稣他将完成他在生命当中所开始的一切。
That's why Ruth Graham's tombstone read, End of construction, thank you for your patience.
那这里有一个叫做诺斯格勒埃姆他的墓碑上是这么写的就是建设结束感谢你的耐心。
Now, the imitation of Christ is a very old devotional with a collection of recommendations on how to live one's day-to-day life in service of God and follow his teachings from the Bible.
那效法基督其实就是灵修就是要按照神从神来的一系列的要求来过好每一天的生活来服侍神来遵循圣经里面的教义。
The author's theme is the love, mercy, holiness of God and how mankind is completely dependent on God.
他这本书里面就是的主题主要是讲的是爱怜悯和圣洁。以及我们如何完全依靠上帝。
It's also about the emptiness of life apart from our only source of true life and light.
当然也讲到了就是那种没有灵敏的生命就是比较空的生命这种生命不是来自那种真正意义上的生命和光明的这个生命。
It's intended to stir us to seek our own good and lasting happinessin the knowledge and service of God.
那这就有时候促使我们就是在服侍神的过程当中来寻求自己的这个持久的幸福。
I'll put my copy in the library if anybody would care to look at it later.
那我将会把这本书放在我们教会的图书馆里面如果你们喜欢 看的话可以去接人。
So the simple how-to is look at what God does in Christ and copy that in your life.
其实效法神呢、啊、最简单的一个办法就是看看神、啊、在基督里面的作为，然后将其复制到你的生活当中。
Now to look at what God does, mainly reading your Bible, meditating on it, and being in prayer.
那我们要了解神的作为的话，最主要的方式就是要阅读圣经，然后思想圣经话语，并且时常祷告。
Of course, you can't imitate everything God does, and actually, the imitation of Christ is something we can't accomplish by our human efforts.
当然了，你不能够效法上帝所做的一切，但是、啊、效法基督、啊、也是、啊、无法通过我们人、啊、的努力而完成的。
Yeah, we must first experience the transforming grace of Christ and be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
那我们必须首先体验就是、基督改变的这个恩典，然后并从他那里得到圣灵的能力。
So our part isn't really to pattern our lives ourselves, but allow God's Spirit to pattern us after His Son.
那实际上我们所要做的呢，就是不仅仅是我们、自己塑造我们自己的生命、啊、更是要让圣灵呢按人子模样来塑造我们。
But looking to the future, Christians should practice for what will someday happen to us.
那我们在、展望未来的、同时呢，我们基督徒应该为某天会发生的一些事情做准备。
In 1 John 3:2, we're told, when we see Jesus, we will be just like him.
在约翰一书第三章的第二节中，这是这样，就是我们可以看到，就是当我们看到耶稣的时候，我们就会像他一样。
See how well that fits into Pastor Gary's messages?
那你们可以了解，就是赵牧师以前讲的信息吗？
The whole Christian life is about the reproduction of godliness as seen in the person of Christ.
其实整个基督徒的这个生活 啊都就是再现一个敬虔的过程啊，这种敬虔其实在基督身上是可以看到的。
God's purpose in salvation is to redeem mankind from sin and to conform them to the image of His Son. We see that in Romans 8:29.
那神啊拯救的目的其实就是要使人啊从罪中啊赎回，并使他们成为人子的样式啊，就像罗马书第八章第二十九节所说的。
Now obviously we can't imitate someone that we don't know, so God has revealed himself to us through his word.
那很显然你不能够去笑话一个你不认识的人啊，这就是为什么神通过他的圣经话语向我们显示他自己的原因。
But we must submit ourselves to God as he is revealed in the Bible.
那最重要的就是我们要按神显示给我们的样式去认识他。
It's crucial that we come to know, backing up to 53, come to know God as he is revealed himself and not God of the culture or God as we would like him to be.
就是、我们要按神显示给他们的样式去认识他，而不是按我们的这个习俗啊所描绘的这个神的样式。以及我们所希望的在神的样式、去认识他。
But when imitating God, we don't do it as slaves, like earning a wage or something, but as children of the Creator.、
当我们效法神的时候、我们并不是就是为了去、像那个赚钱的奴隶那样，而是像、其实像造物主的孩子一样。
And really, the only way to be imitators of God is for Jesus to live his perfect life through us.
那真正能够效法神的唯一的方法就是那个活出耶稣基督那样的完美的样式。
We're dependent upon him to become like him.、
我们应该完全依靠他的圣灵、活出他。
Now another benefit of imitating Jesus is what we become as role models for others to follow.
那我们应该效法耶稣的另一个好处就是我们成为别人效法的榜样。
1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul says, imitate me just as I imitate Christ.
那在哥林多前书第11章的一节、保罗这样说，你们应该效法我，就像效法基督一样。
So the next question I have for you is, what does the imitation of Christ look like?
那接下来的第一个问题，一个问题就是我们效法基督的样式，那是什么样的？
Well, verse 2 says, live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God.
那第二节就是你们要凭信爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
So according to this verse, we're to be imitators of God in love.
那根据这第二节，我们将在这个爱中效法神。
Okay, now we know what the imitation is supposed to look like, a life filled with love.
那现在我们知道了，就是效法基督的这个样式，就是过一种充满爱的生活。
Now other translations use walking in love as Jesus loved us and sacrificed himself.
那其他的一些就是翻译本中，它是将它翻译在爱中行走，因为耶稣爱我们，代替我们受死。
And it's really that he loved us first. That empowers us to become more loving like him.
实际上呢，他首先爱我们，才使我们变得像他一样更加爱别人。
But to imitate God, we must love and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us.
那效法神我们必须就是爱别人我们必须在爱里行主，就像基督爱我们一样，并为我们献上自己的生命。
Now the point of loving others is to display the kind of love we received from Christ as he gave himself up for us, which was the supreme act of his love.
爱其他人就是就要将我们从基督那里领受的这个爱释放出来，就像他为我们献上自己生命一样，这就是至高无上的这种基督之爱。
I kind of like the term walk. Paul uses it many times as a step by step, steady process of our entire manner of life.
我其实很喜欢保罗在这里用这个行走这一个字，就是意味着你一步一步慢慢的就是稳定的这个行走的一个过程，它其实也就是将在我们的整个的生命。
But we can't imitate God in loving one another unless we understand what God's love is.
如果我们不了解这个神的这个真正的爱是什么呢，那我们也就无法效法神的这个彼此相爱。
God's love is self-sacrificing, caring commitment, seeking the highest good for the one that's loved.
那神的爱呢，其实就是一种自我牺牲以及关怀的这个承诺，它是一种承诺，它是通过给予被爱者最高利益所表现出来的。
So, voluntarily surrendering our own desires, even our rights, for someone else, is one of the ways that you can imitate Christ.
当我们愿意为别人来自愿放弃我们的这种渴望，甚至就是我们的权利的话这就是我们效法基督的方式之一。
I can tell you though that living out sacrificial love is one of the highest but most difficult callings that we have as children of God, especially in this culture that teaches us to demand our rights.
那我也可以告诉你们，就是胡吃这种献身的爱的话，其实是我们作为上帝的儿女所遇到的一个最困难的召唤之一，尤其在现今这个文化中，它是教我们去争取我们的权利的。
To really look more closely at that walk of love, I'm going to back up a verse to the last verse in chapter 4:32. It says, instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到就是以弗所书的第四章的32节他是这么说的，就是并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕我们一样。从这一句的话，我们可以看看就是神他是怎么教我们仔细的观察我们在爱中是怎么行走的。
So it's important to know that Paul urges us to imitate the forgiveness that Jesus has extended to us.
那保罗其实就是告诉我们呢，要效法耶稣，对我们的宽恕。
So maybe a third question now is, what advantage do we have to be able to imitate Jesus?
那接下来第三个问题的就是我们遵守这个保罗的这个指示有什么好处呢？
Go over it again, verse 8. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true.
那这里第八节就是告诉我们，就是从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人的就像当光明的孩子子女。
How great is this sunshine that we've had for the last few days? It just seems to make everything more positive.
那这段时间就是外面都是阳光明媚，很不错，它让我们看起来一切都非常的好。
So Paul here contrasts every believer's life, what it was like before salvation, with what God intends it to be like after salvation.
保罗在这里就是想将每一个信徒在得救之前的生命与神所希望的那一种得救后的生命做了对比。
Christians should be shining with the light that comes from Christ.
我们基督徒呢应该就是像太阳一样就会闪闪发光就是来自基督的光。
And the Bible light also often stands for knowledge, which produces holiness, which produces joy.
那在圣经里面光是常常用来是代替就是代表知识而知识是产生圣洁，圣洁又产生幸福。
So in verse 9, fruit of light is similar to the fruit of the Spirit that we see in Galatians 5.
那在第九节中的这个光明所结的果子与加拉太书的第五章中的圣灵的果子其实很相似。
So walk as children of light is to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
那像光明的孩子一样行道的话其实就是结出圣灵的果子。
Now, in Galatians, love is the first fruit that's mentioned, and the others, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, they all seem to flow from that love.
在加拉太书中仁乐是第一个被提到的果子，那另外一些果子就是喜悦、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。那些都是仁爱的。
But for a believer to imitate God, therefore, he really must share in and reflect God's light.
那作为一个信徒的话，我们要效法神。很显然，他必须就是去跟人家分享然后就是反映这个神的明光。
So living in the light really means to have the Holy Spirit and His fruit in your life.
那在神的这个明光下生活意味着在生活中拥有圣灵以及圣灵的果子。
Well, next question. What's the immediate benefit to the Christians for imitating Christ?
那接下来的问题就是第四个问题，我们作为基督徒如果效法基督的话，那它的直接的好处是什么？
That would be verse 10, what it says, carefully determine what pleases the Lord.
那答案就是在十节里面所说的那样，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事情。
The Bible gives many people kind of the general principles for life.
圣经里面给很多人都提供了生活的一些准则。
But imitators of Christ must really use the wisdom to determine how to apply those principles to the everyday issues of life.
但是呢就是作为基督在这个效法者的话，我们必须用我们自己的智慧来决定如何将这些准则运用到我们的日常生活当中。
They must determine, apply, and practice those in order to live in a way pleasing to the Lord.
他们也必须就是决定然后去运用然后实践这些准则，以便按神所喜悦的方式生活。
I've heard some people say, when you're in Christ,There is nothing that you can do to please or displease God.
啊，有些人就说呀，我们一旦在基督里面，你就不能够去取悦神，也不能够让就是啊神啊不高兴。
I disagree with that because the Old Testament and the New Testament tells us differently.
我其实是不同意这一点的，因为旧约和新约其实有一些不同的观点。
So back to chapter 4 of Galatians in verse 30, it says, And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live.
在以弗所书第四章的第三十节中保留是这么说，我们可以使圣灵担忧。
See, when we grieve the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean that we're no longer children of God.
那当我们让圣灵担忧的时候，这其实并不意味着我们就不再是神的孩子，神的孩子。
But I do think that believers can't walk with a grieved Holy Spirit and bring forth the fruit of the light at the same time.
实际上就是当我们基督徒他不能够就是和这个圣灵，这个忧伤的圣灵在一起行走，然后你可以期望他会带来一个光明的果子。
Let me share a few other verses with you from the New Testament that speak to the ideal of pleasing God.
那我接下来要分享几节经文呢，就是讲的是怎么样去讨神喜悦。
One of my favorites, Romans 12:2, says, Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
我最喜欢的一节就是在罗马书中第十二章的第二节让神通过改变你的这个思维方式将你变成一个新造的人，然后你将查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
1 Thessalonians 4:1 says, Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live in a way that pleases God. As we have taught you.
那在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章的第一节最后亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们靠着主耶稣劝你们，你们既然受了我的教导，知道该怎样行，可以讨神喜悦。
A few more. Romans 14:17-18. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you'll please God. And others will approve of you too.
接下来罗马书第14章17节到18节因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。18就是在这几样事上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称属。
Hebrews 13:16, And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God.
希伯来书第十三章的十六节，你们不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
So I hope you'll agree with me that we are able to and we should want to please God as these verses tell us.
我希望大家跟我一样就是我们有能力而且我们应该按照圣经所告诉我们的做蒙神喜悦的事情。
As it says in Philippians 2:13, For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him.
在腓立比书第二章的十三节，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，唯要成就他的美意。
Now I really need to throw another verse in here from Ephesians 5 with a question.
那我在这里还要提一个问题，是从以弗所书的第五章。
And the question is, who can be an imitator of Christ?
那问题就是说谁能够成为基督的效仿者呢？
Verse 14 of chapter 5 says, For the light makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Awake, O sleeper, rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light.
以弗所书第五章的十四节啊，因为一切能显明的就是光，所以主说，你要睡啊，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
So Paul here is offering an invitation, a call for those who are not children of light to come to the light and be saved.
那保罗在这里向我们发出了一个邀请，就是呼吁那些孩子还不在光明中的子民呢，能够来到啊光明之中，并得到拯救。
Now the reason I see it that way is to awake from the dead, it's humanly impossible. It's only possible with God awakening you.
那就是要从死里复活，在人看来是不可能的，但神啊是可以的。
So this is an invitation to those who are asleep in darkness to wake up and come to the light.
这就是要向要那些还在黑暗中睡着的人醒来，并来到光明中。
Jesus is the light of the world, and he calls you to live in the light and be the light.
啊，耶稣呢是这个世界的光啊，他呼召你啊，生活在光明之中啊，成为神的明光。
Now the sleeper represents everyone who has not put their faith in Christ as the Savior that died on a cross to pay for their sins, was raised on the third day back to life, and offered them eternal life with God.
那这里睡着的人代表的就是讲那些还没有把耶稣基督作为自己救主的人啊，耶稣基督死在十字架上啊，以偿还我们的罪过。啊，并且在第三天复活，给我们在神国里的永恒的生命。
Christ gives light to all that will come to Him.
耶稣基督给所有人，嗯，来到他面前的人呢，都带来光明。
So to conclude, back to my original question, I'll answer it for myself. Who do I want to be most like? Clearly, it's Jesus Christ, whom I was created to be like.
接下来我的结论就是啊，回到我刚才的那个问题，就是我最想成为谁呢？很喜欢是啊，耶稣基督啊，是要我效法的。
There's no close second, and that's who each one of you were created to be like too.
啊，这里没有第二个啊，除了基督耶稣啊，这也就是在座的每一位被造者啊，所要效法的。
So I already knew how you were going to answer that question.
我已经知道在座的各位你们怎么样回答这个问题。
It was really what we call a rhetorical question.
这其实就是一种就是反问的形式不需要你们回答。
That makes me happy. Let's pray. Father, thank you that each one of us are here today to hear from you, not...anyone else, but to hear from the Holy Spirit and to know you better, to be more like you, to be like Christ. And we do ask that you help us live that out each day. We know that you have given us the ability and the power to do that, the desire. We just want to be conscious of that, reminded of that each day.To have the type of love and live that love before you, and to look forward to the day to when we see Jesus, we will be just like him. We give you thanks for that incredible truth, and we ask you to lead us this week in every way until you bring us back together again. In Jesus' name, amen.